This is the Perfectionism Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 5. Part of understanding how you arrived at this juncture is acknowledging the journey traveled to this point. To be clear, the purpose of this isn't to find people to blame or to find new reasons to shame you. It's about recognizing that perfectionism is a pattern of thinking and behavior that you have learned. Whether you taught you these habits in response to your interpretation of the past, and or you observed or were directly told that this is who you have to be, your perfectionism in whatever form it takes, and that includes procrastination and playing it small, is about trying to gain attention, affection, approval, love, or validation from someone. Or it avoids conflict, criticism, stress, disappointment, rejection, loss, or what you might term as abandonment. Were you consistently supported, appreciated, and nurtured? Here are some key signs of this. Receiving attention and affection just because. Receiving validation and approval, so being listened to, praised, empathized with, given recognition. Being spoken to in a decent manner. Valued for who you were and are. Healthy boundaries were modeled and taught. You were given high and achievable expectations. You were given a realistic impression of work ethic. Disappointment was okay, and you were taught about failure happening to everyone. You were allowed to talk about your feelings and share thoughts without judgment and suppression. They were there emotionally and mentally. You were allowed to have your own identity. You were trusted. Or did you experience a lack of emotional safety, security, and attachment? So, lack of physical or verbal affection. Being neglected, deprioritized, or abandoned. Feelings and opinions being ignored. Being severely disciplined and abused. Belittled, berated, dictated to, screamed at. Compared to others, whether it was favorably or unfavorably. High but impossible expectations. Underparented and given or assumed excessive responsibility. Being treated like an extension of a parent. Being emotionally blackmailed, so guilt and coercion. Having an unpleasable parent or caregiver. Poor boundaries and lack of protection. Feeling as if you have to walk on eggshells. Having an over-involved parent, so someone who's controlling or helicoptering, even if it was with what they felt were the best of intentions. And so as a result, struggling to self-reflect because, well, you haven't had the opportunity to. Failure and disappointment were regarded as being equal to no good. Targeted or favored. Being seen and not heard. Let me give a few examples of how this can play out from both sides. Someone could grow up in a home where they were consistently supported, appreciated, and nurtured, but have an unpleasant experience with peers at school that rocks their foundation. Feeling unprepared for this contrast to their home experience, they may have assumed that their experience was down to unworthiness. The experience and misunderstood lesson sticks with them, and so to protect themselves from feeling that way or experiencing it again, they try to cover up that lack of enoughness that they perceived with some specific activities to combat that, not realizing that this is basically their way of blaming imperfection for what happened. Keep in mind also that they might not confide in their family about the experience because they don't want to look imperfect or experience rejection. And when, as is the way with life, other painful experiences occur, they'll blame unworthiness all over again. And lather, rinse, repeat. If someone grew up in a home where the only time they received positive feedback or interaction was when they achieved something or when they did something that made them or others look great, they may have internalized the message that silence equals time when I have not done well enough or I displeased mommy or daddy. So next thing, everything they do is about in some way, shape or form earning attention, affection, approval, validation or love, and often going to extremes to do so, possibly without realizing. Someone else may have grown up in a chaotic home where their feelings were routinely ignored. Maybe it felt like they were on a roller coaster with one or both parents, and they possibly, without even realizing it, were constantly on guard. They will have undertaken habits of thinking and behavior to protect themselves. So this will involve controlling and numbing their feelings and then being and doing things that help them to feel secure and that manage the people's feelings and behavior. Let's say that this person's parent is highly critical and they observe others experiencing unpleasant outcomes for not being bright or beautiful. They may train themselves to go to extraordinary lengths to be intelligent or attractive. And if that parent responds positively, it will validate the idea that the perfectionism is the right course of action. It will also, though, set them up for a world of pain as they get older, it becomes apparent that the world doesn't work in this way. It could be that someone grew up in a family of high achievers, and so it was a foregone conclusion that they would basically keep up and follow the family path. They didn't necessarily set out with the intention to be, air quotes, perfect, but at the same time, they act from a place of believing that if they don't follow suit, that they will not be enough. So their subsequent patterns of behavior and thinking to mitigate for this inadvertently and sometimes consciously become about avoiding not being enough and avoiding failing. They might feel as if it's a lot to live up to and not believe in their talents. They might not like aspects of their family success and so unconsciously try to avoid that. And someone else could grow up with a family and caregivers who encourage them and tell them that they can be and do anything they like. And they'll grow up and continue to be a confident person who believes that they can overcome setbacks. And someone else, though, could have a similar experience and feel like it's too much pressure or that they're disappointing their parents in some way if they don't feel happy and confident all the time. Next thing, they're feeling lost, anxious, and grappling with depression. Everyone has a specific set of experiences that contribute to how they think and feel about themselves today, their self-esteem. These feelings, perceptions, and accompanying habits affect the boundaries we create, how in alignment we are with our values, how content we are with our relationships, and of course, how well we take care of ourselves, including how much we listen to ourselves. How you internalize your upbringing and early life experiences, both in terms of positive and negative, determines whether you consider you to be a worthwhile and valuable person. What are you judging you by virtue of? Perfectionism erodes self-esteem because it focuses on flaws. How your past affects you is personal to you. Two people can experience the same thing and process it differently or have it manifest in their later lives in very different ways. It's not necessarily about which list is longer, so whether the nurturing, appreciation and support is longer than the list of not so positive examples of where, you know, you've been emotionally neglected and possibly physically so as well. It's not about which list is longer. It is about which of these experiences are shaping the way that you think and act today. And basically, which has had more impact. And the funny thing is, when you go back through these lists, you will notice something profound. You mirror these experiences in your own treatment of you. See you in the next session.